Hello, everybody. Welcome to Size Talk. This is Evan once more, and I'm here part two of the interview with Giants Crew, and I'm here today with Miranda, one of the models of the Giants Crew. How are you doing, Miranda?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Fantastic. My first question is for you is, how do you like all this Giants-related stuff, and what do you like about it so far?
So far, it's pretty amazing, and I guess what I can say I like about it the most is people's ideas. You know, like, people are really creative. Some are very detailed, so that makes my job easier for me. So I don't have to guess anything, you know, but it's pretty cool. It's real laid back.
Right, because I know you're just still kind of getting into, like, the settings and the feel of being, like, you know, 500 feet tall, or the person being really small, and then you're still trying to get into the setting. And so far, I'm honest with you, you're on point.
Yeah.
Really, I do like the whole, like I told DJ all this morning, it's the whole slow motion, the fact that you show, like, a good amount of dominance when you're showing the tiny guy on the bottom of the floor, like, peering over him and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and you showing your creativity.
And like I said, what helps a lot is when they're pretty much, you know, detailed in what they want. So it makes it easier for me and my manager, because that way, you know, we don't have to come up with ideas to be like, okay, well, maybe he might like this, or maybe she might want this, so let's put it in there like that, you know?
Right, because you, like, with all the details settled in and how people want the story to go out and everything, now you have pretty much clear understanding on how you need to act throughout the video and how to interpret what to do next.
Yeah. And sometimes we tell people, you know, like, hey, if there's anything that you want specifically, just let us know. You know, that way we don't have to wonder and guess.
My next question for you is, how did you, like, feel like coming into Giants' Crew? Like, I know, like, pretty sure when DJ came up to you and said, hey, you want to do this Giants related stuff, like, how did you feel about it? Was it something brand new, or did you feel like it was too weird? Or
that's funny, because I'm not gonna lie, my first thought was just like, what? You know, I was like, are you serious? And he's just like, yeah, we're just gonna try it, see where it goes. And that, after that, that first video, it was a hit, and I was amazed. I was like, wow, really?
And the funny thing is, not many women in the world want to do that. They want the men to dominate them, but it's like, hold on, the girl dominates me. This just made it like 12 times more exciting.
Yeah, it's just really amazing.
And it's like, you know, and I've told DJ this before, and it's like, you know, there aren't that many black women as giantesses in the community, and it's like 15%, maybe less.
It's so crazy.
I am grateful for the fact that you guys are doing this and bringing more of that to light.
Yeah, I mean, most definitely, and we're trying to add even more girls on to be with us, so the more the merrier.
Question for you is, what was the, like, the most favorite thing you did in Giants' Crew so far? Like, what was, like, the thing that made you feel like, hey, I really wish this could be, like, more of a thing?
To be honest, I'm going to say the money. Like, I'm not even going to lie. Like, doing the first video and looking back at it, you know, I told him, I was like, really? Like, is this really making hits? And he's just like, yeah, like, you know, people like this. And I'm just like, wow, okay. And the scenarios are pretty different. And I guess I can say I like the scenarios because, like I said, people come up with their own ideas. Like, one time we had a customer ask, I think, to be like, he had like a castle or something like that. You know, it was like in an old setting. So we had to, you know, create that. And that was pretty cool because when you're in character, like, you literally have to in character. And it's kind of hard sometimes because it's so funny to me.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I've seen that video too also.
Yeah.
You definitely brought that up to light.
Yeah. And it was pretty hard because, like, I kept laughing the whole time.
I mean, because you laughing over the guy a little bit or showing, like, you know, you have complete control of the situation, it makes the guy go, like, man, I really wish she was like that right now, like, right here
right
in front of me, 500 feet tall now. And it's like that untapped community. Now, I know you guys have probably done sometimes, we've also talked about this with Instagram, and it's like, you don't want to be straight up dealing with creeps and stalkers and worse. So
yeah, because sometimes people get pretty weird.
Yeah, and you don't want to feel like, you know, people are going to be like, hey, girl, show more of your feet.
Yeah, right? Like, come on, not, not
like
right now.
Come on, she's not like some sort of object. Like, come on.
Right.
But remember, it is like Instagram, it's like half some nice, respectful people, and then the other half is like...
But, like, I've let people know, you know, like, don't be creepy, don't be weird, because that's how you get blocked really fast.
You have no idea how many times women on Instagram have blocked a dude almost every 2 seconds. The first thing they want to be like is, let me send a picture of this.
Right? Like, don't do that.
But that's what they do every day. They're just like, hey, yeah, I bet you they'd be interested if I said this.
Family, so I let people know that. I mean, like, I'm not with the funny stuff, you know?
Right. Because off the camera, you have, like, your own family, your own stuff you're doing. You don't want to be bothered with direct messages of people saying, hey, you gonna make some more pictures?
Right. Like, the headache I would have.
It's just something else. Like, you know, it's my first time doing this interview with, like, you guys. And so far, it's been phenomenal hearing and looking at your videos and stuff and making sure to advertise your guys' content.
Yeah,
and
thank you so much.
Oh, trust me, apparently DJ listens to my Size Talk podcast.
Yeah,
so
he does.
It's kind of shocking the fact that someone out there is actually a fan of it. Well, I mean, it was embarrassing because I'm talking about every single thing at the top of my head about this certain thing. Like,
yeah.
I
mean, that's
that
good. You got to be creative.
But I'm saying it out there to thousands and thousands of people. It's just like, oh... Now everybody knows that. Oh, that's great.
Right. True.
But I'm open-minded, so I'm not like, you know. So do you have any particular questions for me? Because we're going to take a little break in this area for you to ask any questions that you have for me or anything you want to know.
No, not at the moment.
Okay. So I'm going to now go to personal questions. Not too personal, but just, okay, shoe size.
8.
Because that's the first thing they're going to be asking. Okay, so if you what? Come on, I'm not lying.
True.
What?
That's funny. Yeah, I never thought of that. Like,
trust, that's the first thing they will ask, especially when it comes to giantess and foot-related content. The first thing come top of their head is,
yeah.
As weird as I put that, I apologize, but still, that's exactly what they say. Would you ever do this, like, as a professional thing, like, at any point in time? Like, you just decide to say, let me do this job I have going for myself, but on the side, I want to just continue to keep staying with Giantess Crew and doing, like, some amazing stuff in the future.
I've honestly thought about it, and I would, you know, because, like, my manager's amazing. He really works with all the models, and I've even gotten the chance to meet the other models, you know, in person. So, I mean, yeah, if I could... you know, be like a head leader or something, I would.
I've heard from DJ. No, he takes care of you guys. He cares. And he's trying to make sure none of these creeps or stalkers or anything else like that can happen.
Yeah, he's real protective of us. Like, he lets people know, you know, hey, these are our models. They don't do this. We're not with this, you know. And
right.
If you got a problem, you can hit the door.
Right. And I've been there in your guys' live Instagram feeds and, you know, it's like you look 2 seconds in the comments and you already got 15 comments saying, hey, yo, girl, what's your number?
Yeah. Can I get your Instagram? What's your Snapchat?
Right. Because they all want to see if you're doing some sort of private videos or something.
Yeah.
It's like,
sorry to break your heart.
Say, how's your day going? Buy me a coffee or something. It's cheap. Now, I know you made, did you ever heard about SizeCon from DJ at all or anything like that?
I'm sorry?
SizeCon.
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, you never heard about SizeCon?
No.
Apparently, there's actually a convention for the stuff that you are exactly doing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's actually not bad. I've been to the first one.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people appreciate the models and shake your hand. They say, keep doing your good work. Love your work.
Wow.
Take a picture and all that stuff. No creepos, but so far it's been pretty
secure.